I'm Rona Tarrant. US Supreme Court Justice Anthony Kennedy says he's retiring after three decades on the bench. Kennedy is one of five Catholic justices on the Supreme Court and a conservative, but was often a tiebreaker on high-profile liberal issues including affirmative action, abortion and gay rights. Kennedy's departure at the end of July gives President Trump another chance to pick a conservative jurist. Trump said he'll be reviewing a list of 25 candidates to succeed Kennedy. The US Supreme Court has dealt a blow to public sector unions. In a 5-4 decision, the justices said that government workers cannot be forced to pay fees to labour unions that represent them in collective bargaining. In a statement, Bishop Frank DeWayne expressed disappointment with the decision, saying it threatens to limit the negotiating capacity of labour unions. He said state and federal legislators should explore alternative means to promote workers' associations that can defend their rights. Republicans have failed to advance a bill on immigration before Congress takes a summer break, unable to get enough votes from their own party to back it. The proposal, which had been called a compromise bill by Republicans, would have provided some respite to young people brought to the country illegally as minors, as well as $25 million in funding for part of a wall along the US-Mexico border. Earlier this month, Bishop Joe Vasquez wrote to the House members expressing concern with the bill's cuts to family-based migration, as well as changes to the asylum system and its lack of protections for unaccompanied children. Pope Francis will create 14 new cardinals at the Vatican in Rome this evening. The cardinals are from 11 countries, including Iraq, Italy, Mexico and Spain, which the Pope said expresses the universality of the Church. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.